WBS Radio Network.
And now, BS News Network and YetiTone News present Some Genius This Week. I'm your announcer, Vlad Vladdy. Some Genius This Week is brought to you by the makers of Spoingo. Don't forget to water your lawn and spank your monkey every day with Spoingo. 9 out of 10 monkey spankers can't be wrong. And now, news and commentary.
For the week ending March 21st, our year of our Dobbs, 57, it is the painfully stupid Subgenius This Week, a news and commentary program fashioned entirely out of chemtrails and ectoplasm. Subgenius This Week exists in a folded piece of 10-dimensional time-space and doesn't afraid of anything. From this vantage point, we here at Subgenius This Week can scour the whole of the universe and bring to you only the most pertinent niblets of information, niblets that are usually skipped over by other news agencies. Now let's throw this potato of truth into the air and see if we can't catch it on the Great Fork of Wisdom. I am your humble reporter, Reverend Father Time. How about some Subgenius holidays, yes? Does that sound good to you? Alright then, fine. This week started off with possibly the greatest filmmaker of all time. March 15th, we hold holy the day for the director of the classic movie, Plan 9 from Outer Space. March 15th is St. Edward D. Wood Jr. Day. Next up is a blast from the distant past when gods and goddesses were plenty. Give it up for the strong man from the Western Mediterranean. March 16th is St. Hercules Day. Fill your belly with green beer on March 17th. No. It's not St. Patrick's Day. What are you, a Christian? March 17th is the Subgenius Holy Feast of the Blessed Leprechaun. Or if you're a Simsadic devotee like I am, it's Snake Bashing Day.
I hate you, you hate me, they call me a Subgenie.
Yes, March 18th is St. Barney Day. Long before the technological development of the banana phone, there was the trusty shoe phone, made popular by our saint of March 19th, St. Maxwell Smart. Everybody's favorite barbaratic lesbiotic wet dream is coming to kick your wimpy ass on March 20th. It's St. Xena Day. And finally, March 21st is Jack Slade Day. He was the developer of the Pony Express and the first man to go postal on a fellow co-worker. He shot a subordinate dead for hindering the progress of a mail-laden freight train. I hope you were able to take every day off this week to celebrate these Subgenius holidays, as is written in state law, of three states. Which states? I'm not telling. Now, I normally burn all my mail in fear that the FBI is attempting to spy on me with paper correspondence, but I received a letter this week that caught my eye. Upon opening the envelope, I come to find that the government needs my help in obtaining information about me. They call it the census, but I call it the consensus. Now, this whole idea is laughable, of course. The government knows everything about me from studying my excrement at the wastewater treatment plant. So why would they perpetrate this charade of not knowing anything about me? Reading through the questions, I came to question number 9. What is Person 1's race? Imagine my shock at discovering that there was not listed among the choices my birth race, Yeti. There's white, whatever the hell that is, black, whatever the hell that is, and a bunch of other races listed, but not the proud race of Yeti. The very race that first seeded this blue billiard ball millions of years ago. But lo and behold, on the very bottom of the question was a space entitled Some Other Race, and a blank to fill in. Yes, dear Subgenius This Week listener, I strike through the checkbox hard with a black pen and wrote in all capitals my Subgenius birth race, Yeti. And might I suggest that any other Subgeniuses out there do the same thing. It is our goal as Subgeniuses to muddy and confuse the world. We do it with religion, and now we can do it with race, because as far as I can see, there has been so much time that's passed, and so much hot interracial fucking that's been going on, there is no possible way to tell the difference between any of the races. All of you out there are a steaming blend of a whole bunch of different forbearing races, and the only one true race is Yeti. Every single Yeti gene is dominant in the puny human DNA strand we have been hybrided to. If you have paid your $30 to the Church of the Subgenius,
www.subgenius.com,
it is your very life's duty to check other Yeti on any census form. Help us muddy the waters of race. For after we do that, we can finally get down to muddying the waters of question number 6. What is Person 1's sex? This is Father Time in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, spring's coming to Madison and it's getting hotter than two rats fucking in a wool sock around here. Ha, fuck you, snow. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die.